Have you ever wondered, am I more than my mental health diagnosis? Am I meant for more than being a mom? Do you desire a space to talk about that messy middle and the dreams for your future? A space where it's okay to fill up your cup first, where talking about anxiety and depression is just as natural as talking about the weather. If any of this resonates with you, I invite you here to the Chasing Courage community, a podcast that originally started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic to help me navigate my own anxiety and depression, as well as my personal growth journey. I'm Courtney. I'm a wife, a mom to one with one on the way, and I've got big goals and aspirations. Goals that motherhood or mental illness are not going to be my excuse, but rather the reason that I am able to achieve all of these things on my heart. If you're ready to do the same, let's go chase courage together. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so thankful that you are here. I want to talk to two different individuals right now. You are either somebody who has listened to this podcast in the past, or you are new here. First, let me address the person who has listened to Chasing Courage in the past. You have possibly been on this journey with me for up to 3 years, a journey that has been a roller coaster. We have come and we have gone. We have taken breaks and pauses. We have started new podcasts. We have pivoted. We have done all of the things. This is essentially our third stab, our third take at Chasing Courage. I began this podcast in the summer of 2020, and it was something that I was super passionate about and excited to do, to speak to mental health and body positivity for moms. And I did that almost every week for an entire year. I then took a break, and I think it was about 14 months, and switched over to another podcast, which had a variety of different names. And I think that the reason now, looking back, that I had so many different name changes with that second podcast is because it was never fully in alignment with me, who I was, and what I wanted to do. So then there was a short period of time at the beginning of 2023 where I came back here to Chasing Courage, and I released episodes for a couple of months before I then went back to the other podcast. And then now here we are yet again at Chasing Courage. As the saying goes, three times is a charm, and I am in full belief that that is what will happen here and now, so much so that my other podcast, Confetti Worthy Women is the most recent name of that one, is that podcast is actually going to be eliminated. At the time that you are listening to this recording, it may or may not still be live and active. I am actually going to save and keep a couple of the most downloaded and highly favorited episodes from that podcast show and bring them over here to Chasing Courage so that way they can live on forever. If you are someone who is new here, and I guess for those who are returning listeners, what you can expect here at Chasing Courage is a lot of the same that has been in the past. Talks about mental health, talks about motherhood, lots of personal growth and development conversations. We are just a community of moms who are raising little ones or chasing after our little ones while also still chasing our big dreams. We are unapologetic about the fact that we are ambitious. We understand fully that we are taking care of other people. However, we know that in order to live the life that we fully want, we also have to take care of and put ourselves first. You may be someone who struggles with anxiety, depression, postpartum depression, ADHD. You may not really struggle with any of those things, but you're just a mom who's looking for support in a community of like-minded women. And this is also a great place for you to come and find that support. I want you to feel like when you're done listening to these episodes, that you're like shaking your head and nodding, oh my gosh, yes, me too. And you just feel like you aren't alone. I want to say here in this first comeback episode, because I am just taking some messy action and getting the ball rolling again, this episode here will not be edited. So if there are any hiccups or weird types of pauses or anything, bear with me. Future episodes will be cleaned up and polished a little bit better. And what we're going to talk about here today is an event that I went to, a personal growth conference that I attended a couple weeks ago in September of 2023, called the Summit of Greatness. And it was at this event that it was made very clear to me that coming back here to Chasing Courage was what I was in fact supposed to do. So we are going to dive into 10 takeaways from the Summit of Greatness Personal Growth Conference. And I will elaborate a lot on some of them, a little on others, just to get an idea of where I am in my life, my business, the podcast, etc. So for those of you who are not aware, I live in Ohio. I have lived here my entire life. And the Summit of Greatness is a conference, a summit that takes place in Columbus, Ohio, the capital. It has taken place physically 6 years, six out of the last eight. Or no, maybe eight out of the last 10, something like that. And it's a two-day event where, you know, people who are in like the motivational space, the personal growth space, come together via this amazing man named Lewis Howes. He brings these people together. He has a podcast called The School of Greatness, and then his event is The Summit of Greatness. So he essentially just has cultivated this community of like-minded people. It's not really business specific, right? It can be somebody who isn't entrepreneurial, who just is looking to amplify, and you know, the term is kind of so fluffy, like live their best life, but that really is what this event is for the people who are just always trying to grow, always trying to learn more, always trying to be better. And like some of the people who spoke at this year's event, Jen Sincero, who is the author of the You Are a Badass series, You Are a Badass at Making Money, You Are a Badass at Habits. She has had those series and those books out for the last decade and has been on the New York Times bestsellers list for I think I want to say he said it was like five of the last 10 years, which is like unheard of. And I'm going blank on some of the other people who spoke, but it is absolutely amazing. The community that he cultivates is absolutely amazing. And there's about 2,000 people who are in attendance at this two-day event. And the first big takeaway that came to me, and this was even before anybody got up on the stage to speak, this was just like when they had some entertainment, a guy who does like drumming and rhythmic performance was up on the stage performing. It literally hit me in the face, and it, this idea to slow down, to speed up. And you kind of have to know some of my backstory, and I'm not going to go into all of that here. But I have been building a business for the last year and a half. I've been entrepreneurial, and not necessarily, I don't want to say I've been going like 120 miles an hour, because I haven't been doing that, at least not consistently. And then the other aspect that I will share without going into too much detail is that at the time of this recording, I have a 3.5-month-old son and I have a 5-year-old son. So life is busy, right? And life is ever changing. And I'm in a very interesting season of life right now. And it was very clear to me, like, it just like slow down to speed up, which is interesting in our Amazon Prime, get everything the next day, hustle your butt off type of culture that we live in. The next takeaway that came to me was I was, again, this was not even from a speaker. This is when I was in line at the, like waiting to go into the theater. The event takes place at the Ohio Theater in the downtown Columbus area. And while I was waiting to go in, I was in line beside a man who happened to be a father of two boys, ironically, as well. And we were chatting about my podcast. I was telling him about Chasing Courage, and I was telling him about confetti-worthy women, and kind of like my hopping back and forth between the two, and how I was feeling conflicted about which one to go with. And like, obviously it's not in my time or my space, or really, I don't want to say my desire necessarily, to possibly do both of them, blah, blah, blah. And after listening to a little bit of my story and the explanation of the two podcasts, this man said to me, and I loved the fact that he was a man too. And I also loved that he didn't fully know me personally, right? Like he just met me and he just knew a little bit about me. And what he said was, it sounds like you stopped doing what you wanted to do, chasing courage, in order to do what you felt like you should do, the Confetti Worthy Women podcast. And that hit me like a gut punch because that actually is true. I didn't necessarily want it to be true, but it was, because what I feel like is, not to go down the rabbit hole, but Confetti Worthy Women was a podcast that first started out as The Dream Driven Mama, and then it was changed to The Entrepreneur Her, and then it was changed to Confetti Worthy Women. All of those titles having to do with the topic of like celebrating entrepreneurial women and or entrepreneurial women who were mothers, and like sharing their success stories of like entrepreneurship and like talking about their businesses, and also then sharing like tactical business strategy, tips and tricks for like marketing and business, things like that. And essentially, it's not that I wasn't actually teaching. It wasn't that I actually wasn't excited about sharing these other women's stories, because I very much was and am. Like, I am so excited to celebrate entrepreneurial women. But when it came down to it, when it comes down to like getting behind the mic, because podcasting is a lot of work, and for at least right now in the foreseeable future, podcasting is something that I do as a labor of love and not for profit. If I'm going to sit down behind the mic to record and not do this, quote unquote, you know, for actual business, for profit, what is it that I'm super passionate to talk about if the end result isn't necessarily business or money? And it isn't, you know, business strategies, tips, and tricks. It's not talking about 10 tactics, you know, about like how Instagram is growing or 10 ways to start a business. It's talking about like what I'm going through as being a mom. It's talking about, you know, maybe the suicidal ideation that I was struggling with. It's talking about the struggle with my body image. Like, those are the things that I just really could talk about like day after day after day, no matter if one person is listening or 100 people are listening. So that kind of segues into my third takeaway, which was, what I have been doing is coming from a place of knowledge and creativity. And what I am going to do, what I want to be doing, will be coming from a place of heart-centeredness. I don't know if you can relate to this. And here's the thing, none of those are wrong. If what you're doing, the business you're building, the podcast that you are doing, is teaching, there's nothing wrong with that. If it's creating something, being like actually creative and artistic, there is nothing wrong with that. If it's literally just serving and sharing, also nothing wrong with that. But what I came to realize was the business that I established, I kind of loosely started it in the summer of 2021, formally put into effect an LLC in December of 2021 with the business Confetti Worthy Media, which was content design and social media management. I was essentially teaching people how to use Instagram. I was doing social media management and Instagram content for others, right? So I'm utilizing my creativity, content creation, and knowledge, teaching people how to use that platform. But when it came down to it, what I genuinely want to do at the end of the day, right, money aside, nothing else matters, is I just want to share my heart, share my experiences, and connect with other moms and other women who are like in this space of like, I know that I'm made for more, and I love being a mom, but I also am not okay with quote unquote just being a mom. And that's it, right? And it's hard because at the end of the day, like, money does matter. So, You have to make money. So we'll probably get into some of that here, what that change is going to look like for me. But I knew for a couple months before going to Summit that I've been wanting to step away from the social media side of things. Towards the end of my pregnancy, I went from having like 3 one-on-one clients in the social media space to just 1. And then very quickly, as I obviously didn't work very much the first couple months of my son's life, it became really evident to me as I stepped back that I didn't want to step back in to the social media management. Another takeaway for me from the summit was, and I literally have papers here if you hear them. These are my notes from the summit. Was stop trying to be a rock. Stop trying to be the rock. Be the water. This takeaway, and then the next one that I'm going to share, was from a breathwork session that was done in the morning before day 2 of the summit began. Ran by 2 people that I know personally and I'm super grateful for, and that is a husband and wife team, Bia, who runs Theta Breathwork, and then Nick Pags, her husband. He's a mindset coach. They ran this breathwork session, and I love this this concept of, like, sometimes we stay so still and stoic and, like, we won't budge or move. And Nick, the way that he put this kind of as a visualization in our heads was, he had somebody come up to the front of the room and acted as though they were football players, right? Trying to, like, go and tackle one another. And he pushed towards this other individual, and the other individual pushed towards him. And while they both were just pushing at each other, essentially neither of them were moving, so they were staying in the same place. And he was explaining that the way that his wife sometimes describes this was like the rock, which literally cannot move, versus the water in, like, a river or a stream that flows and moves around the rock. And who do we want to be? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be that rock that has no movement or flow? Or do you want to be the water that has some flexibility? And as somebody like me, who's a little bit of a control freak, a little bit of a perfectionist, have had those perfectionist tendencies in the past, I totally default to the rock, but I desire to be so much more like the water. Another takeaway then, which very well piggybacks off of this, is you are being who you've been, but yet you are expecting to become someone different. That you literally can't do that, right? Like, you cannot continue to stay who you have been, keep doing the things you have been doing, but yet expecting a different outcome. You know, another way that this could be said is you can't do the same thing and expect different results. But I loved this, you know, stop being who you have been in the past and expecting yourself to get different results, be someone different. And I find in many areas of my life that I do this, you know, particularly as of lately with, like, health and wellness. Like, you can't continue to, let's say, just for example, eat a whole bunch of carbs and sugar on a daily basis, but get yourself to be more toned and lose some of the extra weight you've been wanting to. Like, the only way that that's going to happen is if you actually wake up one day, multiple days in a row, day after day, and cut down on the amount of carbs and sugar that you are consuming, if you are going to be somebody who looks and feels different. Okay, another takeaway. Let's see, what are we at? We're at 5, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, so this is the 6th one, is who could you be without your negative stories? This reminds me of one of my favorite humans and coaches, an accountability and life success coach, Mary Teresa Tringali. I think this was said by the speaker, Vanessa Van Edwards. She said this in her keynote: who could you be without your negative stories? so much of the way that we are wired are just things that we know and that we have learned. And some of them are positive and some of them are negative, right? And think about the beliefs that you have that are positive versus the beliefs that you have are negative. And just think about who you could be or what your life could become if you were to let go of those negative ones. Like, that was so powerful and that hit me hard. Okay, another takeaway was just kind of like stepping back when I was like, oh, okay, what are some of the main things that I'm feeling like after this summit I want to change, I want to do a better job of? And that was, do what you can. And this is a quote from Jen Sincero. I mentioned her earlier in the recording. She is the author of You Are a Badass. This is actually in her book, You Are a Badass. She didn't say this in her keynote, but do what you can do in joy instead of trying to do it all in misery. If you are anything like me, you constantly have a to-do list, and that to-do list is constantly too long and or unachievable. Like, there's always one and or 10 things. There's one or too many two things on the to-do list. And then because you know you can't achieve it all, it becomes this thing that you're miserable as you're trying to tackle it. So it's like, why not rather be joyful, enjoy what it is that you are doing, whether it's something you, right? There's some things that we just have to do. I literally said earlier this week when I was home with my son and he was sick, I did not want to clean the kitchen. I said out loud as he was sitting there eating in the kitchen, I was like, oh, I do not want to clean the kitchen. And he was like, well, then what? Don't, mommy. He's like, stop. I'm like, you know what though, buddy? I was like, sometimes we have to do stuff that we don't want to do. I was like, so while you eat, mommy's going to turn on some music and I'm just going to, you know, try to like sing and enjoy myself while I clean the kitchen. So I'm going to do what I needed to do. Enjoy, right? Try to enjoy myself. And then rather than trying to just do it all, you know, I think that we need to keep in mind one of the best things we can do, and this is a daily practice, something I'm literally still trying to perfect, is asking ourselves how much time something, a task, is going to take, and literally figuring out, like, do I actually have enough time in my day to do the things that I have written out, like to do the things I said I was going to do? Because then you're literally miserable trying to tackle all of these tasks and you're not even going to get it done anyways, and then you're miserable while you're trying to do it. Like, what in the actual F are we doing to ourselves? Okay, then two more takeaways. This should be takeaway 8 and 9. And these kind of go hand in hand as well. Number 8 is, it is time to fall in love with me. One of the speakers like gave us this prompt of like, it is time to fall in love with blank, and had us fill that in. Like, what is it that we need to really truly start to fall in love with again? Whether it be our business, whether it be our children, whether it be, did I say ourself? Yeah, that's what I ended up choosing, right? Myself. But your children, your business, the process. And mine was myself. And there have been periods in my life where I have loved certain parts of myself. There have been periods of my life where I've hated certain parts of myself. But I think that I've come to realize that once you love and accept yourself, and this is like mind, body, and soul, right? All encompassing. It is then so much easier to love all the others and other aspects of your life. Particularly kind of, you know, with like my husband and or my children. Like, if I love myself, if I'm confident in my body, if I'm taking care of my body, how is that not going to overflow and positively affect the way that I love my husband and the way that I show up for my husband and in our marriage and in our relationship? It's obviously going to. And then the way that this transpires with, you know, my children particularly is, not that I want to try to like put on these rose colored glasses, but I'm really trying to like not say anything negative about myself around the boys. You know, obviously my 5-year-old like understands and, you know, can pick up what it is that I say. The 3-month-old, not yet. But, you know, if I would make a comment like, oh my gosh, like I hate how these shorts are feeling, or I hate how I look in this, or gosh, that was so stupid of me. If I say things like that out loud, what am I teaching him, right? And again, not to say that we're not allowed to be uncomfortable, not to say that we don't mess up, not to say that we don't make mistakes, but choosing the words that I can reframe. Like we talk about, everybody makes mistakes, right? Everybody has a hiccup. People are allowed to feel uncomfortable or not like something or feel bad, that type of thing. And then the other kind of flip side of the feeling bad would be feeling good. We did this exercise. He did this a couple times. Lewis House did this a couple times throughout the weekend. And that was, he had us talk with the people either in front of, behind us, or sitting beside us. And for me, that was actually really, it was challenging. It took me out of my comfort zone because I didn't go to the event with anyone. I was gifted the ticket by the woman who I mentioned just a little bit ago, Mary Teresa. And because she gifted me a ticket and she was sitting up in the preferred seating, I was alone. I was solo. And that was actually a big blessing because I didn't then know anybody. Every time I would walk into the auditorium to find a seat in the general admission seating, I didn't know anybody. So whenever the facilitator, the host, Lewis, had us do exercises with our neighbor, I didn't know the person sitting beside me or behind me or whatever. And we had to share, I don't remember what the prompt was specifically, but the man who I was exchanging my prompts with, he had written down something that he needed to remind himself of, and that was, accept the good that others see in you because they aren't wrong. Now, let me say that again. This was something he wrote down in his journal, right? He took his pen to paper and wrote this down because it was something that he needed to remind himself of. But the point of the exercise was that we each wrote down these 3 reminders for ourselves and then read them to one another. And when he read his 3 to me, that one, it was like he was yelling it to me when he said, accept the good that others see in you because they aren't wrong. I was like, whoa. Because I don't struggle with this all the time, but when I do, it's really bad. And also I struggle with like receiving from like a physical aspect. So this could be anything from like a compliment to like somebody pays for your lunch and you're like, no, like, how do you think that I'm like, quote unquote, a good enough person for you to pay for my lunch? Or like in my case of receiving the ticket from my friend, like, no, like, what is it that you see in me? Like, I'm not a good enough person, or I can't give XYZ back to you, or I can't pay you back for this, so you shouldn't give this or gift this to me. Or it's like somebody complimenting maybe something that you're wearing and you're like, oh, this old thing, like, oh, I just got it at, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's not just saying like, thank you, period, or not just accepting it. It's like almost telling yourself like, oh, whatever compliment it is or whatever good that they see isn't actually true. If they see it in you, that's because they believe it. And if it's a good thing, like, let them believe it. Okay, I think that this is number 10. However, we're going to do 10 plus a bonus. Consistency is attractive. And consistency is magnetic. So somebody who shows up again and again and again, even if they are changing their mind, it is attractive. So even if they are messy, right? So here I am showing up messy. I'm not going to edit this. There's probably a whole bunch of ums or something that I could take out of this episode, but I'm just going to show up. Here's the other aspect of it though. I have not necessarily been consistent with this podcast. At this point, if I had recorded an episode, say every week of the Chasing Courage podcast for the last 3 years, we would be at like 150 episodes and we aren't there. So I'm not sitting here to say this because I want to try to be, what is the word? I'm going blank right now. I don't know. I can't think of it. Oh, like I don't want to be a fraud, right? I don't want to sit here and be like, yes, you need to be consistent. Consistency is key. Like, yes, you should aim for that. You should aspire to be that. But also in certain areas of my life, I have not been that. But I also know from the successful people that I watch, that I aspire to be like, that that's what they say and that's what they do. Even if the consistency looks different and even if it's messy, they're consistently just showing up. And this, you know, doesn't mean like showing up consistently for like 2 weeks. This is showing up consistently for 2 years, right? I could sit here and say, like, with my podcasting, for example, I might not have been podcasting for Chasing Courage for 3 years consistently, but I have been podcasting. I have been a podcaster for 3 years consistently. It's just changed how it has looked. And then the bonus one that I want to add here is just make the damn decision. Like, decide. Do whatever you have to do. I think that it is so real, this concept of decision fatigue. And I think that in our personal lives and our professional lives, it can be overwhelming sometimes. And even when I made the decision, like before I went to this summit, I was like, I really want to step away from social media. I don't want to do this anymore. But like, it's making me money. And so I still am going to do this and this and this. And that's fine because, like I said, we have to pay the bills at the end of the day. So to a certain extent, there are things that I'm still going to do with and for confetti-worthy media. However, decisions have been made in the sense of like confetti-worthy media, the Instagram account, it's shut down. I shut it down. But it was funny because earlier this week when I went to do that, you can, when you go to shut down an Instagram account, you actually have the option to just deactivate the account. And I almost clicked that option rather than delete. And I was like, no, Courtney, you decided. Like, you decided. It's not just that you were like, oh, maybe I'm going to do this. Maybe I'm not going to do it. Like, no. Go circling back to the first takeaway from Summit of Greatness. We are pulling back, what is it, slowing down to speed up. In order to slow down to speed up, I need to take more things off of my plate. I need to pull back on certain things and then pour into other things. And one of the ways that I'm going to do that is not have 3 Instagram accounts. Like, prior to the day that I'm recording this, earlier in September of 2023, there's 3 Instagram accounts. That's not going to be a thing anymore. Like, my focus going forward, starting in October of 2023, I mean, technically starting like right now in this moment, September 21st, 2023, my focus is this podcast, Chasing Courage. My focus is my Instagram, which is going to promote the Chasing Courage content, and it is going to promote mental health and personal growth and motherhood. Those are the things that we're going to talk about on my Instagram account. My Instagram account is Courtney_Winsicky. We're not calling it the Chasing Courage podcast because I want it to be able to change and evolve as I change and evolve. So if for some reason the podcast name changes, then that's what it will change. What won't change is, right, me. I am Courtney Winsicky. This is my personal lifestyle brand, is Courtney Winsicky. And then the podcast is Chasing Courage. Maybe someday when I have somebody who can take care of another account for me and be consistent with that content, then there will be another account. The other thing really quick that I'll share that I've put out on my social medias already is I was going to host an event. A retreat rather, here later in the fall. was going to be my first retreat. I was very excited about it, but I also chose that I was going to host this retreat when I was in my second trimester of pregnancy. And a lot of you who have been pregnant in the past, the second trimester is when you tend to feel like superwoman and think you can do anything. And that's exactly how I was feeling. But it was very evident to me that I didn't want to be attempting to sell the spots that still remained from a place of urgency. I didn't want to be selling spots just to make money, but I wanted to sell spots because I truly felt that women who would come spend a weekend with me would have a transformational experience and would have amazing takeaways and would learn awesome things. And I knew that I would have conversations with the women who did buy tickets. I would refund them, and that I would, again, in the future, at a TBD date and time, have a retreat or event that would be twice as amazing as this event that I was going to postpone or cancel ever could be. Again, this goes back to, it's if I would have stuck with saying myself, like, no, like, you said you were going to do the retreat, you're going to do the retreat. Who cares if there's 3 women there or 6 women there? Who cares if you lose money? Who cares if you're profitable? Would that have not been me being the rock? Instead, I said, no, I'm going to be the water in this situation. I'm going to let it flow. I'm going to allow myself to let this be what it is, and we're going to do it later. And I am just so incredibly thankful for the women who were going to come to the retreat, who were so understanding and so full of grace in me taking this off of my plate and understanding that I wanted to slow down in order to speed up in the future, and that hopefully they will be able to attend my retreat in the future. And for those of you who have been here to support me in my back and forth of chasing courage, no chasing courage, trying to do chasing courage and confetti worthy media and all of the things, just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I am going to be sharing some interviews here over the next couple weeks that I had recorded for my other podcast that still have a wonderful message and deserve a place to live here. On the podcast on Chasing Courage. So this will be a combination of me sharing the most downloaded and listened to episodes from Confetti Worthy Women, and then also interviews that I had recorded prior to the baby being born that were planned to be released on Confetti Worthy Women, but that I will now release here on Chasing Courage because they have a message that is not just tied to entrepreneurship, but is very much tied to just women standing in their power and or women who are, battling some type of mental health and or striving for more, understanding that they are made for more. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for listening. I know this was a little bit of a longer solo episode. I am so freaking thankful that you are here. Come over and say hi to me, connect with me on Instagram, and I look forward to sharing my journey with you and all of the motherhood, mental health, and personal growth goodness here over the next several weeks and months to come. Now for some gratitude and a little disclaimer. Y'all know I am a lot of things, a business owner, a wife, a mother, but I am not a licensed therapist or counselor. So please take any conversations that may have been had on today's episode surrounding mental health as just that, a conversation and my own experience or the experiences of my guest. If you found anything valuable or resonated with something in today's topic, please share the episode to your Instagram or social media stories. And as always, I am so incredibly thankful that you are here, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.